Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. Happy holidays to you and yours. During this time of the year, celebrations are not complete without a caramel cookie waffle, a local gem crafted right here in Billings. This cookie, the Stroopwafel, made with a wafer-thin spice cookie, sandwiching the perfect ooze of caramel, make for the perfect holiday treat. Caramel Cookie Waffles was first opened by Jan and Judy Boogman in 1987. The couple shipped the massive Stroopwafel oven from Gouda, Holland. Affectionately named Jimbo, the oven with eight irons clicked and clacked diligently over the years, baking up the sweet goodness many an early morning on 17th Street West. The Boogmans finally hung their aprons up when they sold their business 2 years ago to Lily Corning Thompson, Aaron Herringer, and Katie Edwards. Not much has changed except Jimbo is gone. Some of his parts have been integrated into Sweet Heat, an oven that had been in storage for years that now lives up in a warehouse on AJ Way. Sweet Pete cooks up an average of 4,000 waffles a day. Sarah Wren, longtime employee and general manager at Caramel Cookie Waffles, tells of the new and old.
We got a big walk-in cooler now that helped with extra space for storage. We did a little rearranging out front, better flow of traffic. We rearranged the dessert coolers so when you order your lunch, you can walk through the line and you can see all the desserts before you get to the register. We've painted, we've cleaned it up.
The bakery may be shinier and cleaner, but mostly there's more room behind the counter.
The cookie machine has moved out. They rented an off-site warehouse for the caramel cookie, and they've slowly moved the whole cookie operation up to the warehouse.
Sarah does notice the absence of Jimbo, but
I do not miss the heat walking in at 6 a.m. and it being 100 degrees in here. I will say we've had the best two summers now without that. I kind of do miss the nostalgia of it, the clicking of the machine. And
what Jan and Judy created has been preserved and passed on.
We were fortunate enough to keep all the original recipes, and we haven't changed anything in them. We still do our every Friday tomato basil, our most popular soup, chicken curry and chicken paprika. Yeah, we kept them all. We try not to make too many changes.
So the house-made spirit continues at Caramel Cookie Waffles.
So the soup chef, she comes at 6 in the morning. We start our day boiling our chickens, picking our chickens. Everything's made from scratch, so it's a lot of chopping. Onions and carrots and celery, oh my.
The onions, carrots, and celery go into a large pot found just behind the counter to the right. It sits on a low burner, convenient to ladling up bowls to hungry customers.
And so then the real soup making begins about 8 o'clock, where we start assembling the soups, and they're ready by 11.
At 11, just in time for the first of the soup crowd to arrive. While the soup continues to maintain its made-from-scratch goodness, so do many of the other offerings.
I do have all of Judy's original quiche recipes, which I make quite frequently. I have added a few new ones of my own. I have five cheese, bacon pepper jack, ham and cheddar, caprese. Sometimes I just make them up on the fly. If I have like some leftover ingredients from our panini, and I made a smoked brisket and pepper one people really enjoyed, so I've kept doing that one. Our quiche world is actually blown up, I would say. People are coming in for whole quiches daily, and I'm making at least double the amount that we used to make.
The breads form the base for the sandwiches with their most iconic, the sunflower bread.
Jan did give us our sunflower bread recipe. My awesome baker, she has maybe tweaked it just a little bit to make it her own, but she's also incorporated fresh homemade whole wheat every day, sourdough, light rye, and then we do special bread of the month, and she makes some pretty fun flavors. Right now we have a harvest bacon bread right now with pumpkin in it. We try to rotate out a special bread of the month. We'll make a batch, and then when that's gone, she'll make a new flavor, like dill pickle bread.
Another iconic menu item are the lunch pastries. Wrapped inside a savory flaky shell are fillings that traditionally include chicken, ham and cheese, or spinach and cheese.
We offer five different flavors every day for lunch, but we also came out with a new breakfast pastry, which I created, and we do a variety of flavors, ham, bacon, sausage, a veggie, and they all come with egg and cheese as well. Nice flaky pastry in the morning.
Aside from the nice flaky pastry to begin the day, there's quiche, of course, and caramel rolls, raspberry cream coffee cake, Dutch almond cake, and so much more.
And then we have a nice bagelox, smoked salmon and onions and capers. I mean, you can order it all day as long as we're not too busy, but normally it's about 11. And then every Saturday, we do a special Saturday breakfast special that we rotate between a sweet and a savory. So we do varieties of like stuffed French toast and eggs benedicts and burritos, waffles, crepes.
Breakfast at Caramel Cookie Waffles can be likened to beginning the day at your favorite aunt's or grandmother's house, with endless deliciousness cooked from the kitchen.
The most popular has probably been like a strawberry stuffed French toast with strawberry cream cheese. I did do a tiramisu stuffed French toast once. That was a popular one.
Also popular is the all-time breakfast favorite top with a creamy, tangy egg butter sauce.
We do a smoked trout eggs benedict as well. Sometimes we'll add some asparagus in there. We do the classic eggs benedict. We've done a eggs benedict with spinach and tomato.
Along with eggs benedict, a breakfast menu would not be complete without this option.
We do biscuits and gravy and breakfast casseroles as well, like a sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast casserole. That's been a big hit. I did a breakfast enchiladas a few times now too. Stuff with chorizo, egg, and cheese, and then homemade enchilada sauce on top.
At 11 in the morning, the menu switches to lunch.
The most popular sandwich we have is the curry chicken salad sandwich, with just a hint of curry, real mild, with walnuts and apples and chicken. And of course, the tomato basil flies out of here on Fridays. That's the biggest soup recipe we make.
Then, 5 years ago, panini sandwiches were added to the menu.
They found an old panini grill in the back and decided to bring it out and put it to use after all the years of just sitting back there. And we started creating our own paninis. But yeah, we have like 30 different varieties of paninis that we do. Every Friday we do the Dutch toasty, which I call the glorified grilled cheese, with Gouda and Swiss and tomato and mustard and spinach. And you dip that in your tomato soup and you have got it made.
What has gotten Caramel Cookie Waffles made are the employees. Even after the sale of the bakery cafe, many loyal workers stayed.
We have a lot of longtime employees, so we all work really well together, and that makes it easy too.
Dishwasher Michelle Robinson clocks in at 40 years, working at the bakery since its inception. For Sarah...
Well, I started about 17 years ago with Jan and Judy. My son was 10 months old. They were great owners, very flexible. I was able to rearrange my schedule with my kids as they grew up.
Over the years, she has thrived in feeding people while flexing some culinary creativity.
I can say I've mastered quite a few recipes now here, but it still doesn't get boring to me. And like, I get to create new quiches I get to create new breakfast pastries. And, you know, creating is kind of what keeps me engaged.
Having good bosses, collaborative co-workers, and flexibility may be major perks for a job, but...
I've loved it here. The customer clientele is probably what's kept me here the longest. You know, we have a lot of regular customers, which means a lot. So we have certain groups that come in on certain days. Like I have a big coffee group Wednesdays, and then they come back Fridays. We have certain individuals that just come and get coffee and caramel rolls. There's customers that have been coming for 40 years almost, so you get to know them.
So has Judy or Jan returned as a customer to the legacy they created?
You know, we haven't seen much of Jan. We've seen him once since he retired, and he brought his cousin from Europe in to visit the place. Judy stops in sporadically. She brought zucchini out of her gardens for our zucchini bread, and, you know, she likes to stop by and just chat for a few minutes. They look great. 10 years younger, I would say.
So what are the 10 years younger original owners Judy and Jan Boogman doing these days?
Well, we're practicing being lazy. We haven't traveled all that much. We went to the Netherlands last spring to visit our daughter.
Along with some traveling and lots of resting, Jan finally got around to completing a goal he did not have time for when he was working.
A little over a year ago, I finally became an American. We were so busy over the last 40 years, we never came around to it. So it kept me busy for almost a year.
He finally had the opportunity to participate in the naturalization ceremony in Missoula.
We had a ceremony in downtown with Judge Susan Waters. It was a wonderful ceremony.
And that was in February.
2 years later, Jan and Judy have settled into an easier, more relaxed life. However, right after leaving their business behind...
there was a transition that wasn't always that easy because, you know, you have to step back and then you don't know when you should step back exactly. So that was difficult. And in the middle of the night, I could wake up and I would think, oh God, one more hour and someone is coming in and they start to do this, this, and this, and this. And then, oh, now they must be baking the cookies. I was still pretty much involved. That took at least almost half a year for those feelings to go away.
But I still feel responsible, and I think about them a lot in different holidays.
Although there is a fondness they have for caramel cookie waffles, there are certain aspects of their business they do not miss.
We don't miss the daily mishaps and
putting out the fires.
putting out the fires, and because there's plenty of things that can go wrong. So we don't miss that at all.
Just equipment breaking down, right?
Well, literally, once a fire started in an electrical outlet while I was watching. So if talking about real fire. But I'm saying is... you know, dealing with suppliers and
deliveries,
your workers, maintenance, and then quality, because that's what brings people in.
We were lucky to keep a very good crew for a very long time.
Even with a good and stable crew, Jan and Judy carried the bulk of the responsibilities as the owners.
The days are generally long.
Very
because
long.
I had to go in at 2:30 in the morning and get things going, and then employees came in, and we started the baking process. And when I approached 70, it got hard physically.
Yeah.
You know, and so there was this idea, well, it's time. Retirement is there for a reason. And then we wanted to retire a little earlier, but COVID hit, and that was another speed bump that lasted 2 years.
Now, over the speed bumps, new routines have been established for Jan and Judy.
It'll be like 11 o'clock we're going to bed.
But you know,
and we used to go to bed at 8.
We're still cleaning up our house a bit because we filled up our basement in those 40 years. And so we're doing that. We enjoy doing the yard work, seeing things grow.
And from what they saw growing in Judy's sister, Deb Goffinet's garden,
I know they always need zucchini, so my sister grew a lot of zucchini, and I just packed it up I had a pyramid of them up on the back of my bike, and I came the day that I guess Paul had burnt a whole batch of zucchini bread, and Makiko just fell on the floor, and Sarah's like, what's wrong, are you okay? And she's like, the zucchini bread is all burnt. I think it was like 24 loaves, because he went over and turned the oven up without thinking that there was something in there. But then she got him to... He had to then peel and grate all the zucchini for her after that.
Judy was once again helping the bakery out, still holding the spirit of supporting the team.
We were always there to cover for those occasions, and that eventually starts to grind a little on you.
Even with some grind, Jan and Judy stood strong, knowing that happy workers make for a successful business.
I had a lot of mother's guilt because of all the things I missed when my kids were growing up. So I would always fill in if they had a basketball game or there's something, you know, they needed to do. Or one of them had to bring in their child before school because she didn't have a sitter. So he would have breakfast there and then she'd walk him down to Rose Park and come back to work. And
both of them created a spirit of family with not only their team, but with the customers.
A friendly talk and just about the daily life. And so we got very involved with our customers.
With some customers, the relationship went beyond just friendly talk.
I helped a person when he got sick and stuff, and I walked a lady's dog for several years. Her husband passed. That's sort of in spontaneous involvement. Mm-hmm. Rather than signing up and volunteering for something, you step in it and help people in individual situations.
And that spontaneous involvement led to many meaningful relationships.
We became a gathering place, too. And I felt very comfortable in that, actually. And I missed that part the most.
But does the missing inspire them to visit the bakery cafe?
I go in maybe once a month or so, or maybe twice. But
in
the afternoon, I'll go in.
I go in a little less, but it doesn't mean that I don't like them. I would feel I have to jump over the counter and do something.
It might be wise if Jan does not perform daring acrobatics, but his sentiment reflects their desire for caramel cookie waffles to succeed and move into the future, especially during the busy holiday season.
Well, just that they can hang in there without any major problems happening, and it's smooth sailing from Thanksgiving to Christmas, because it's, well, for the cookie bakers, it's every single day until Christmas, or it was when we were there. I hope Makiko stays healthy, because she's the big baker now. And I know how much that takes.
Yeah, because the workload between Thanksgiving and Christmas quadruples. Mm-hmm. Special orders, orders over the internet, and things stack up and stack up and stack up. It's like you're scooping dirt, but you never get done.
For Jan and Judy, they no longer have to worry about the holiday rush and are proud of the legacy they have created. They are grateful for their workers and even more for those who came in to savor their creations.
We wish our customers a happy, healthy, family-oriented and fun holiday season.
Yeah, exactly. So, prettige kerstdagen en een gelukkig nieuwjaar. That means happy Christmas and a happy new year.
Jan and Judy will sleep better and be able to celebrate the holiday season this year. But back at Caramel Cookie Waffles.
Mad chaos, that's what happens. Yes, the syrup waffles fly off the shelves by the dozens. Sometimes, you know, towards the end, we even have to put a limit on them because we're just running short. That's probably the number one holiday item. Christmas, we do tons of cheesecakes. Believe it or not, bar trays, our dessert bar trays with our variety cookies and bars. So we got lemon bars and caramel brownies and almond butter bars, apricot bars. Of course, you got to have stroop waffles on there. And then a couple different cookies. The haystack goes on some of them and snickerdoodle on some. And during the holidays, we decorate them with a sugar cookie cutout.
And along with the cheesecakes and bar trays,
we do a deep dish Dutch apple rum tart, it's called. It's got apples, rum, and raisins. And that's probably one of our number one sellers. It's not your traditional pie dough. It's more of a sweetened pastry dough. But we also offer apple crumble pie and pecan pie, pumpkin pie, and a buttermilk custard pie.
And although the work is fast and furious during the holiday season,
you know, I'm just really thankful that the caramel cookie is still here. For a long time, I kind of worried what would happen to it. It reminds me of Cheers, but the restaurant version, you know, where everybody knows your name. And so I'm just very thankful to the three owners that stepped in and bought the caramel cookie, basically to save it and, you know, see what they could do besides. And grateful to all the customers for even going through the change and remaining the same and still supporting us.
Before we head up to AJ Way to visit the Caramel Cookie Waffle Warehouse, we meet the baker, Makiko Yamashita Hunt, who is creating all the cookies, bars, cakes, and pies at the Bakery Cafe. So how did Makiko end up here in 2006 to then join Caramel Cookie Waffle's team 2 years ago?
So I was a college student in Washington State, and one summer I decided to become a homeless. Because I didn't want to pay for rent. So I bought a Greyhound bus ticket. Back then, they had this ticket that you would pay about $280, and that was good for 45 days. And you can ride on a bus and get off and ride on. And yeah, so I lived on a Greyhound bus for 45 days. And one day, I stopped at Billings, Montana, because I was coming from Buffalo, New York to Missouri, and it was way too long, so I decided to get out. And I was walking by where Maracasa clothing store used to be at. It's Big Dipper ice cream store is at now. And I was walking by there, and this little boy and his mom was walking by, and he pointed at me and he asked his mom if I was Korean or Chinese. So I was like, oh yeah, they must really don't have any Asians here. And you know, as I said, I was in Washington State and I was hanging out with my Japanese friends and Chinese friends, and I wasn't really speaking much English. So I thought that this would be a good place for me to actually force myself to speak English. And
while perfecting her English skills, Makiko also embarked on honing her baking talents.
I worked at Poet Street Market And that's where I kind of learned how to do some bread. And I also took some private lessons when I was in Japan from a teacher who used to, you know, teach at the culinary school.
And at Caramel Cookie Waffles, she learned all of Judy's baking secrets.
Yeah, she taught me, how to make stuff here. And since this business has been around for a long time, I'm just follow the recipe and don't do any changes at all and just make it.
In making the recipes and following the instructions, Makiko finds comfort in having set guidelines.
Kind of like to zone out and just follow recipe and don't think about it. Baking is kind of like math. You follow the formula and there is only one answer.
Makiko may follow the recipes, but she also has knowledge to make some additions and changes.
A few weeks ago, I underbaked pecan pies. I just threw in all the pecan pie filling in my scone and it was delicious.
Perhaps in the future, Makiko will continue to make tweaks and additions to her baked goods, adding more personal touches.
Yeah, I could add some ginger or matcha or some soy sauce and stuff. But since they say it's a Dutch bakery, I try not to, Asianize this bakery yet.
We now head up to AJ Way, just west of the airport. Here we meet up with production manager Sam Bischoffel, who now works in a space many times bigger than what she had on 17th Street West.
We have three units up here that we can go in between. It's way larger. Down at the cafe was very cramped and we were kind of all stuck on top of each other. So this is a huge difference.
With more space and separation from the cafe, work is easier and more efficient.
We had to come in at 4:30 in the morning or earlier to get things done so that we were out of the way of the cafe staff. Up here, we don't have to come in till 5:30, and it's just us. We just do what we need to do and don't have to go around everybody else.
And being able to work throughout the day.
We have increased our sales immensely. We, of course, do all the Ace Hardwares. Now we do all the Shills. We have numerous other accounts that are like hardware store. We're really expanding as far as business, as far as having our cookies everywhere.
With the increase in production, the team went from 5 employees to 9. Work begins at the break of dawn with the mixing of the cookie dough inside a tent within the facility. The enclosure keeps flour dust from scattering throughout the building.
The dough gets made at 5:30 in the morning, and then it has to rest. We have one girl does the dough and one does the caramel. The caramel is heated up and then poured in our pots.
The oven in the warehouse is named Sweet Pete, in honor of Peter Yagan, who was instrumental in refurbishing an old unit that had been in storage over the years. Sweet Pete, with its 7 cast iron waffle irons inside, is turned on at 7:15 a.m. to warm up. The rest of the team arrives to begin making cookies at 7:30. A new oven is planned to be put in place in the new year, but in the meantime, Sweet Pete keeps on clicking along.
The worst thing that we've run into is, like with the oven and with the piecer, is they're so old and trying to find someone to fix it is the problem. The guy that did our oven, he's super busy and he's a great guy. He comes, if we need him, he'll come down, but it's on when it works for him type of thing.
However, luckily for Sam, she seems to have an in-house resource.
One of my other employees, Dova, I call her my mechanic. She figures it out. Her and Aaron, the owner, they figured out what the problem is. So that's helped also. Everything is so old-fashioned.
With new and old parts and lots of loving attention, the oven diligently churns out waffles. And today, at the helm of the oven is Mason Lear.
Turn on the gas. It's all electric, so it's pretty easy. I'll turn it on, takes a couple, 30 seconds, but getting it going, and then it takes about 15 minutes to get ready. And we try to get it about 420 degrees, and that's about the right time for the cookies to start coming out the oven.
The cast iron waffle makers rotate around in a circle over gas flames within the oven. The lids automatically lift for placement of the dough balls, close when baking, and open back up when done.
I'll put 4 pieces of dough on there, and then I just take them off and put them back on. It's a repeating process. Well, after I put the dough on, it takes about 1 minute and 25 seconds for a full rotation. It's take the dough back off, herb all the cookies at that point. I use my handy dandy spatula and I pick them up, throw them into the conveyor belt.
From the conveyor belt, the cookies move down the line for assembly.
Once he takes them off the oven, then they hit the cutter. The cutter cuts them perfectly into our circles. Then they go under the roller, which has a piano wire. And the piano wire cuts them exactly in half. And then the caramelers grab one cookie, take one side, caramel it, put the other on the top, and put it on the pan. And then they're off to the racks to cool so that we can package them.
There is coordination and timing in creating the perfect cookie. But perhaps one of the more challenging parts is the spreading of the caramel.
I tell everybody, you start at 10 and 2 with the cookie. You have half a cookie and you put the caramel on. It has to be a certain amount. It has to be spread evenly. Then you have to put the cookie on without breaking the cookie. And it's a lot. It's definitely, like I said, it takes some time. But once you got it down, then you look at other people. It's like, you're not doing it right. You know what's supposed to be done.
In the new year, production will continue to increase from their 4,000 cookies a day.
We're putting in a new oven and we're hoping to increase our cookie sales and manufacturing, making them, but that's not going to be till off in January. Christmas is coming and we're really busy. And that's what's been nice about this big facility. We have been able to get cookies ready. When I first started working, I started in December, and from Thanksgiving until after Christmas, you worked 7 days a week, and we don't have to do that anymore. Now we work the 5 days a week. Sometimes we may on Saturday. If things get hectic.
Things getting hectic is less these days with a new warehouse and setup. So how did Caramel Cookie Waffles get to where they are now? Co-owner Erin Herringer tells of how she, Lily Corning Thompson, and Katie Edwards made the decision to acquire the business.
Lily texted me actually about Christmas time 3 years ago and said, "Hey, you're never going to believe what just came for sale." And at first we were kind of joking about it, but then as we actually looked at the numbers, we realized that it looks like this business has some legs.
Their next steps involve calling their banker, Katie Edwards, who not only found the business sound, but wanted to be a partner. The friends, longtime Billings residents, fully appreciated the legacy of Caramel Cookie Waffles.
For those who live in Billings, most of us know that Caramel Cookie Waffle is a hidden gem here in Billings, and there's so much heart and soul behind it. And we thought we might be able to bring a fresh take on the business side of it to be able to grow the business. But more importantly, one of the main motivators for me was the friendship with Katie and Lily, and being able to do business with people that you just trust so inherently has been one of the joys of my life, truly.
And truly, for this holiday season?
I love being able to offer a moment of joy and pleasure in a cookie, in a delicious tasting cookie, and I hope they just feel a moment of nostalgia and that they're able to share something that's really important to the Billings community with their friends and family.
Many thank yous to Sarah Wren, Makiko Yamasta-Hunt, Sam Bishable, Erin Herringer, and Jan and Judy Bootman of Caramel Cookie Waffles. Music for Flavors Under the Big Sky has been provided by Parker Brown. I wish you all happy and sweet holidays. I'm Stella Fong.